As you know, John and I are big fans of your work, as so many other people are. You're a great storyteller, and the radio is still a wonderful place to tell stories, too. And I heard you on with John McIntyre a couple of weeks ago talking about one of your Nebby episodes that is your newest creation.
Right.
And on WQED, and it was about things, and it, just the way you were talking about the things you encountered in that series with the vintage mixer, Pittsburgh vintage mixer.
Right. Yeah. It's a, I say a hipster flea market. You know, it's a, I don't know. I don't know the number of vendors, but it's two floors at the Teamster Temple in Lawrenceville. It happens twice a year. And I love it. I just love the whole event. And so I thought, we were looking for an idea where we could go and shoot one day and come up with a whole half-hour program. And so I said, you know what, the vintage mixer would be perfect for that. So I've come to know the people that run it, Bess Dunleavy, Jason Sumney, and Michael Lutz. And they, you know, said, yeah, we'd be up for it. I asked them if they could do one without music, because music always, you know, gets in the way for us.
Right, for editing purposes.
For editing purposes, yes.
So what was your takeaway when you were talking about it? You would mention things, and then in my own mind, as I'm driving and listening, I was thinking, you kind of go off on your own tangent, which is the intrigue of this stuff that's valuable to other people, and it's other people's junk.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
What was the most unique item you encountered?
Well, I mean, if you've seen the show, if you haven't seen the show, you can see it now at WQED.org/Nebby. It's there. And you can just go there and watch it anytime. In fact, all the Nebbies are there.
Yes. And in this technology is amazing because at your fingertips, you know, if you talk about this stuff, people want to be able to see right away. They don't want to wait anymore.
Exactly.
So, although they'll have to wait for the next one, which is
not ready yet.
What?
It's not. I mean, wait a minute. I thought on the way over here, I can say, John, today I think we will start to edit it. And so, you know, when it's done in September, I think it's going to be on September 20th.
And this is a Kennywood.
Well,
that Kennywood summer.
Yeah, that's what, it's funny because we were trying to think of other things we could do that wouldn't require going out in the hot sun of the summer and shooting and everything. And I thought, well, you know, we shot 22 days at Kennywood in 1988 for Kennywood Memories.
Yeah, and Kennywood Memories is still one of the most popular that
right.
you've ever done.
Exactly. And so it's going to be, it's turning 30 years old. It premiered on September 28th, 1988. So it'll be 30 years old this year, Kennywood Memories. And I said, wouldn't it be fun to do something to help celebrate that anniversary? We never paid attention to 25, but here's 30. And
30's good.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and make, or I am going to make, a half-hour program of footage that we didn't use from 1988, from that Kennywood summer.
I love it.
And so we're just beginning our exploration. The assistant editors, Anne and Andrew and Amy, they all have A names. have been loading the footage into our computer system, our computer editing system. And I talked with Anne last night, and she said she thinks it's all ready to go. They need to know if they need to arrange it any special way for us. But I think we have 120-some 20-minute tapes. That's what we used to shoot back then, were 20-minute tapes. It's not high def. It's not widescreen. It's old school. But it should be fun to see some of this stuff.